Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2020 in Atlanta. We're at the New Warehouse Podcast booth, and I am joined by a friend of the show, former guest, Ian Smith, one of the founders of Ware. You guys may remember we talked to him about drones and inventory control with the drones. So, Ian, welcome to the show. Happy to meet you in person. Happy to bring you over to the booth.
Likewise. Thanks for having me, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely. So tell us a little bit about, I guess, maybe for some newer listeners that we're picking up here at MODEX, definitely. Tell us about Ware and what it is that Ware does.
So at Ware, we deploy autonomous self-flying drones inside of warehouses to automate their inventory tracking. This saves them, obviously, lots of time. It can save them money, uncovering lost inventory, just increasing frequency of full counts. And, you know, our goal really is to help warehouses never cycle count again. It's a pretty lofty goal, but we think we've made a lot of headway so far, and we're going to continue to do so.
All right, great. So now tell us a little bit about, you know, what's the reaction been here? Because this whole idea of, I guess, drones doing inventory and control is a relatively new idea. I think the last time we talked was sometime in the fall last year. So it's probably some new stuff going on. So what has the, I guess, perception and then the actual reaction to the solution been here at MODEX?
Yeah, the reaction, the perception, I mean, it's plenty of excitement. Everybody loves a nice flying robot. But we kind of have to rein that excitement in a little bit. Like, you know, flying robots are cool. We like them. You know, they help get us, you know, get the job done. But at the end of the day, what it really is just a tool. It's like a flying hammer. Which is not as exciting, although that would be kind of cool to see. Maybe I used that metaphor previously.
I think the last one was a flying six-pack of beer for the size of the drone.
There we go. So everything, just add wings to it, and then we can make a metaphor about it. But there's a lot of excitement there. I think first it's around the drone. Then it's, you know, they see never cycle count again, which is like the tagline on our booth. And then the drone. And then it's like, okay, cool. We appreciate the excitement. We also agree. But we're a data company. Like, we don't make the drones. We partner with Skydio, which is what we announced here on Monday at MODEX. We made that official. Always fun to be at a nice, like, basically warehouse equipment conference. You get some cool stuff in the background.
Yeah, we got the ambient noise going. That's the thing,
And so anyways, we got to rein in that excitement. We point them at the data, and it's like, this is what it's all about. The drone is a means to an end. It's just the tool in the toolbox that gets us to the data. And so what it's really about is the whole workflow that we provide. You know, you imagine the autonomous drone. The drone flies like at the downtime or maybe at night. You come back to the facility in the morning. You're the inventory controller or the supervisor or just someone working on, you know, on the inventory in the warehouse. You get a notification. It's got, you know, a little link to the report on where you click on it. It opens our software in like a web app and basically tells you you've got 10 exceptions. Here are images of every single exception that we found in your warehouse. So because the drone flies and it takes pictures of every bin location, we have a visual, like we literally have like photographic evidence of like, this is, we're saying it's this because it literally is this at this time. And so a lot of times we can You know, we see customers resolving, being able to resolve the issues, like from the exceptions from their desk,
right.
Which increases that efficiency. They can focus on other things instead of walking around a huge facility. Other times they just add it to an audit list, and then now you're just spot checking stuff. So it's like, okay, I'm going to check of those 10 exceptions. I resolved five. I have five that I need to actually go check out physically, maybe do a full count. So yeah, lots of excitement, but like that reining in, I'm like, okay, cool.
But
this is the product. It's the data. It's the inventory as a service, really.
Right. So we talked about the excitement. So now I'm sure there's some probably knowing the industry and knowing that there's, you know, some people that have been in the industry for a long time, veterans of the industry, and they're maybe a little stuck in their ways. You know, I'm sure there's some skeptics too of putting drones in the warehouse. So, you know, how do you kind of I guess address those skeptics and kind of ease their concerns about that?
So I would say this, any skepticism, we're not the first to do this. Let's just go ahead and say that. We're not going to be the last either. So when my co-founder Joe and I started the company, we, you know, we've got decades in our team. We've got like almost 30 years of commercial drone experience in aggregate across all of our careers.
Right.
So we know drones very well. And we took kind of... took inventory of what was currently out there as the solutions of the drones for warehouses. And we identified certain, you know, players that we felt were doing it not the best way. And then so basically we were able to model our solution in an entirely different way than what was before. And so some of the skeptics may have, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, seen like warehouse drones operating. And today it's just like night and day difference. I mean, we take a fundamentally different approach out there. We are a data-first company. While we partner with Skydio, you know, the smartest drone on the planet, I mean, it's not hyperbole to say that. I firmly believe it. I mean, I put my reputation on the line saying it, and it, anyone in the industry will tell you it's true. Because of that drone and not having to worry about making something fly safely and autonomously in a GPS-denied facility, we get to focus not on making that fly.
Right.
Because it's already been done. Skydio's poured $50 million of R&D into that product.
They took care of that part.
They took care of it. And we focus on the data. So we go super deep on the data. And so, you know, applying custom machine learning and, you know, AI, quote unquote, like algorithms and stuff that we build specifically for a facility, for their inventory, for their LPNs, their formats. And then we build that from the ground up. And it allows us to just go so much deeper. And instead of just like scanning a barcode, you know, like any one of us could do, we could walk around that warehouse, scan it, pretend, like, you know, try to count it correctly,
right,
and maybe screw up here and there, and then you got to kind of trust the word for it, because that's what's in your system. You know, that's what you base your accuracy off of a human cycle counter. And like, I am a very fallible human. I almost said I'm an infallible human. I am a fallible human. I will definitely admit that. But like, I wouldn't do as good of a job cycle counting, even if I just focused on it constantly,
right,
than what our system can do as we focus on that data and we're able to extract all this extra info from the imagery. So not just those barcodes, but the whole image, the whole picture of that palette we analyze. And I think that's a fundamentally different approach. We take that data first approach than anything that's existed. And so some of the skeptics, I mean, maybe some of the skeptics just don't think it can fly that well indoors, but I mean, that's when we go do and blow some, you know, blow customers' minds by doing like a fully autonomous flight demo, and we're set up in like, you know, 3 minutes on. We just open the box, turn the drone on, press a button, and it's flying autonomously with no like navigation tags, anything like that in a facility. So
Really interesting stuff. So now, how has anything changed since the last time we talked? I mean, I'm sure, because I mean, it's, you guys started it, it's like a year or so old now.
So yeah, the company is a bit over a year old. We were funded, Bloomberg is one of our investors. That was what we announced back in October, which I think we had talked about
right
last
that time.
And since then we've solidified that Skydio partnership, so that's been made public. We've got the drones running, delivering data daily now in customer facilities. You know, the big thing has just been, you know, managing the customer interest and making sure, you know, we've got all these, you know, potential customers and active folks who are in various stages of deployments, you know, up to a pilot phase, you know, on-site demo, and then full deployment. So big announcement, without, I can't name, you know, specific names. If you see a video we'll release, you'll see who our customers are.
Okay.
You know, their logos are all over it.
Yeah.
But as of today, yeah, we didn't sneak that in the press, the press release, just because of all the crazy stuff that's been happening lately. You know, with all the COVID and everything. But yeah, we announced that Skydio stuff, made it official, and we're just, you know, heads down, just like busting out, you know, new deployments, getting customers set up and flying.
All right, cool stuff. So now, since you're getting deployed now and customers and things of that nature, I remember that we had talked about, you know, it's machine learning, right? So it's constantly getting more and more accurate. So how have you seen kind of that data collection become better over these past couple months as you deploy more?
Yeah, so for like a brand new facility, there's going to be like a little bit of a learning phase.
Right.
Like, we ask our customers, you know, before we even step foot in the facility, you know, send us a picture of your LPNs. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the dimensions of the LPN?
Right.
Like, let's take a look at that, because we don't want to tell a customer who's like got an embedded existing operation, mm-hmm. you need to replace your LPN with something that robots are, you know, more capable of reading.
Mm-hmm.
We want to minimize behavioral change. So we take a look at it. 9 times out of 10, it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. We can work with it. And then from that point, we go ahead and do that on-site demo. And so by the time we get to that demo, then we're already like kind of prepared to take that challenge on. And we know exactly what the unique characteristic of the LPN is, the mm-hmm. barcodes that the customers put on their packages or the pallets.
Mm-hmm.
And then so from there, like during, we roll out to like a pilot phase, mm-hmm. you know, and then we go towards the full deployment. And from there, we're training the algorithms. We have to, you know, in order to use any like AI, like I say it like sarcastically kind of, because it's kind of marketing, but it is like, there is artificial intelligence going on, but more machine learning is what's happening here. And so before you can ever apply any machine learning to anything, you have to have training data to base it off of.
Right.
And then so the first phases of the customer deployment, all the way from like the demo down to the pilot to the full production, are starting to train that data. So we get all these hundreds, thousands of images of customers' facilities and their inventory inside of it. And then we have to make sure that we label that data correctly. So we highlight the LPN. We highlight different parts of the images that are relevant to us to provide the analytics and that we deliver. And then that phase is really what kicks it off. And once we kind of get to a critical mass, a certain number of images, then we're able to start like really applying more of that AI to it and like running it through the machine learning algorithm. So you start seeing report delivery times decrease from, you know, like 12, 18 hours initially during a pilot, all the way down to, you know, single digit hours, getting down to like a lot faster than that. Don't want to be too specific on how fast. But it can start getting a lot faster. And so, but it all starts with that like initial seed of a data set that you start labeling.
Right.
And then you gradually shift more and more towards the AI to start identifying the characteristics. And in terms of like, you know, taking, you know, could take multiple minutes for an image to be labeled initially, you're down to seconds when it's analyzing something. So it's like, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of percent increase in terms of delivery time, but it's significant. And yeah, that's how we're kind of like building that up from the ground up. And then once you're, you know, the more data that we get, the more images that we capture as we build, you know, our mission
is
to it's gonna get better. We're building the world's largest data set of warehouse inventory as part of the charter here and one of our kind of like North Star metrics as we move up market here.
All right, cool. So one thing that we had talked about previously when you were on. We talked about the idea of creating this, I think it was like a drone supervisor now, who kind of like is like in charge of the drones a little bit in
the
operation.
Oh, I thought you meant like the drone was the supervisor, like watching
people. No, I don't think we've gotten there yet. I don't know. Maybe that's next. I don't know. But.
No, I was like, okay, maybe.
But we talked about that person, you know, that kind of moves out of that. Oh, wow. We're getting some real action going on here.
I think one of our competitors crashed.
Oh man, is that shots fired? I don't know. But, I mean, we talked about how, you know, kind of that role of the cycle counter is kind of going away with this, and then it's kind of, well, the person will be almost like this drone supervisor, kind of watching over the drones, but then also filtering through that data. So as you guys are deploying, like, are you seeing that that's actually the case, that these new roles are kind of being created?
That's, yeah, it's interesting, and I think it's evolved a bit. I mean, it's hard to definitively say because, you know, this tech, as you mentioned, is quite new, and, mm-hmm. and you know, our company age, you know, we don't have a lot of historical data to draw on in terms of, like, the long-term effects on how roles are evolving. What we're seeing mainly is the inventory supervisor or the person in charge of the inventory, someone on that team,
right.
becomes, like, the person who uses our software the most. Yeah. And then they, you know, instead of like really supervising the drone, I mean, they have that capability. Like they can tell it when to take off and schedule the flights to, do, you know, to be between these hours. Mm-hmm. It's initially when you do a pilot, that's more of like a hands-on approach. So like the human, when we talk about robots, we got to call us humans. So no offense to anyone if they take offense at being called a human, but the human goes out and then they'll just place the drone on the ground, press a button, and then it takes off autonomously. There's no joysticks. There's nothing like that.
Yeah.
They can watch it fly and do its own thing, or they can go do something else for 20 minutes while it flies,
come
back and swap a battery. Mm. So like that is more of like the hands-on, like supervising the drone, like human supervised drone flights. As you graduate out of the pilot and get more used to fleets of autonomous flying robots in your facility, then we move more towards that automation. And then that person who was kind of the drone wrangler is moving toward more towards the software-based approach where change the schedule here and really look at the data. Like, forget about the drone. It's it's like a Roomba. We literally designed the interface with inspiration from robotic vacuums that you have at your house.
Oh, when you that tell it, like, I see the parallel.
Do your vacuuming while I'm at work from 8 a.m. to 9, you know, whatever, 9 a.m. or something.
Yeah, and you never think about it.
Yeah, and so, like, it's the same exact approach. The drone should, like, kind of disappear and, like, you know, dissolve into, like, the mist of, like, all the data and everything that's coming out. We, and again, like, we don't consider ourselves a drone company. We're not building drones. Drones are the first method of data collection that we have.
Right.
As we graduate to different sensors, different cameras, maybe they're in the warehouse. Maybe we deploy new cameras in different ways inside the facility to capture that. And maybe they're not even cameras. Maybe it's, you know, some other cool sensor that I've never even heard about yet.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff. And, you know, I want to touch on real quick, actually, because you mentioned before, you know, the partnership with Skydio, and you said, like, you know, the probably the best autonomous drones out there. I just want to make sure that you establish your credibility, because you are a drone expert. You have your own drone podcast. So what is that? What is that podcast?
So anyone with a podcast is hereby proclaimed an expert in the field that they report on. So
absolutely, without a doubt, expert in warehousing right here.
There you go. No, I think it's true. You have to have that credibility. So like my background specifically, I used to fly helicopters commercially. Mm-hmm. I was a flight instructor. I moved over. I've been in aviation and aerospace for the vast majority of my career. Mm-hmm. Brokered jet fuel for a while. And like since 2013, when I heard about drones, and you know, I used to do model aircraft building with my dad when I was like 10. And in 2013, I heard about drones are like a thing now. I was like, what? Yeah, they have GPS. They have little computers, flight controllers, like autopilots. I was like, what the heck? So yeah, I've been doing it since 2013. I've got a podcast called Commercial Drones FM. Obviously, Wear keeps me very busy.
Right.
So what started as a side project, I've been doing it for about 4 years, the podcast. You know, I don't release episodes as much as I would like to anymore. Right. It's quite a bit of work. So very impressed at how you guys are able to handle this. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, a little bit of credibility. Worked for multiple drone startups, France, U.S., hardware, software companies. I've seen what works, what doesn't. Mm-hmm. And we firmly believe, like, the software-only approach is just, you know, we have proof that we've done it before. And so I've tracked everything in the drone industry, really an analyst in some cases. And Skydio, just when I first met my co-founder, the first thing that popped in my head was like, we got to use Skydio.
Yeah.
And their latest drone, Skydio 2, did not exist yet, or no one knew about it because it was like top secret.
Right.
They had an initial drone that we used, and you know, it was good. It was smart. It was, it was, you know, nice. But like this new one came out. Got in touch with them. We actually know I know the CDO, Joe.
I'm sure you do.
You know, his friends with the commercial product manager, so like it was like a great fit. We're close by to them.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, come check this out. Mm-hmm. So they showed us Skydio 2 when it was still under wraps, and so we started working on prototypes of that. Improved drastically in every single area.
Right.
It's the only drone that's just using visual cameras on board, a small size, to recreate its environment in 3D hundreds of times a second as a point cloud around the drone. And if you see some new video that we're releasing, I don't know when this will be released, our video on our website, if you go to getware.com, should be on there at some point when people hear this, but you'll be able to kind of see what the drone sees. And it's like, it's freaking incredible. And when you see the drone fly itself in the warehouse, like, you know, like, you've probably flown a drone, right?
Yeah, I had actually, I got this mini one that you fly from, like, your cell phone.
Yeah.
I was not very good at it, I'll say.
No, that's fine. But, like, and there you go. And I'm not very good. Yeah. And, like, machines fly themselves better than any human could.
Yeah.
And so when you see the Skydio just fly, like, and it's set up in any new facility, I can show up anywhere, really, in you know, 7-foot aisles, press go, and then it'll do like a 180. Like normally when you're a human flying a drone, you do a 180, you press and hold like the left button, and then the drone yaws kind of slowly all the way around, and it does a 180 and looks behind it.
Yeah.
This freaking thing, when it's controlled by a computer, is like, why do I need to do this slowly?
Yeah.
I know exactly where I need to point. So like the AI in the drone, when it uses our skill that we create on Skydio and program it, when it needs to flip to the other side of the aisle, it does this gorgeous, amazing looking little pirouette, and it just zips around like super quickly, and like does this like kind of settles, and then you're just kind of, it's kind of like, it's like powerful when you see it. And you're just like, geez, that's what machines do. Cause machine is like, I don't need to do this slowly. I know, you know, I can stop myself on a dime, know what I need to do. And so, it's like the power of Skydio. Like, if you look at anything DJI, no offense, know a lot of people there, but like those drones are built to fly outside.
Yeah.
They're not designed to fly, you know, indoors with no GPS. So,
right.
yeah, that's been just a very key partner of ours, the most important partner that we have. And we just love working with them. And they're just a crack shot team of amazing engineers, and they had this vision of how drones could be, and they just made it a reality.
All right, very cool stuff. So how can people find out more about Ware?
So check out our website. Go to getware, WARE.com. Go ahead and just do that.
Yeah.
That's probably the best
easiest
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have, you know, the new video on there. But, like, you can email me directly if you're interested in the tech. You think your facility might comply with, you know, what we're doing here, and it's just ian@getware.com, or just shoot an email to info@getware.com. We'll chat, understand your facility, and get to know you better. Maybe do an on-site demo showing you that drone pirouette. That'll kind of blow your mind.
Cool.
But remember, it's not about the drone. It's about the data and the result.
Data. Got it. Okay. And we'll post more information about that on newwarehouse.com as well. So, Ian, thank you so much for stopping by the booth.
Thank you so much for having me again. Great to meet you in person, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. Yeah.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.